Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap. It's been a busy news week as we navigate trends in the insurance industry and bring you the latest updates to guide your insurance decisions. A significant surge in motor insurance premiums has spurred the Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, to call for urgent government action. Motor insurance fueled by labor shortages, supply chain disruptions, and accident management inefficiencies saw a shocking 42% rise since 2019. Today, policyholders face an average annual bill of $1,052. Despite efforts by insurers to reduce costs, the external influences demand proactive governmental measures. The proposed solutions are multifaceted. They advocate for tackling skills shortages through migration and training programs, enhancing supply chain resilience, regulation of credit hire and accident companies, as well as capping towing fees. Additionally, the ICA also advises bolstering of fraud prevention and a revision of vehicle write-off rules. Another concern making waves in the industry is the startling increase in car theft claims costs. Alarmingly, these costs have nearly doubled from $218 million in 2015 to $428 million last year. Queensland and Victoria saw a steep rise in costs, whereas New South Wales and Western Australia experienced a relative respite from the trend. This speaks volumes about the potentially heightened premiums for consumers and impacts the insurance sector heavily. Moving on, let's talk about a recent case that should drive home the importance of insurance coverage. An uninsured motorist seeking compensation from QBE Insurance over a collision with a QBE-insured vehicle was denied by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA. Despite the motorist's claims, AFCA emphasized the motorist's failure to maintain a safe distance, which led to the unfortunate incident. Consequently, the motorist was denied any compensation for vehicle damage, legal fees and costs, citing the driver's partial responsibility. However, QBE was instructed to pay $500 for initially misinforming the driver about the financial implications of the accident. To wrap up, it's clear that the Australian insurance landscape is shifting rapidly, and consumers need to stay informed to navigate these changes effectively. Stay tuned next week for more insights. Till then, this is Paige Estrotori signing off from Financial Services Online. For more updates, do visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.